Let's get started tapping for our debt. What typically comes up is some painful emotions. What I would like you to do is tap into those painful emotions by tuning into how it feels when you think about your debt. I would like you to write the number down, and if you're not quite sure because there's a stack of envelopes that you haven't opened, take a guess. It's probably pretty close. Write the number down, really look at it, and say the number out loud. This is how we're going to trigger some of these feelings about our debt. As you say it out loud, I want you to notice the feelings and the intensity of those feelings that come up when you say it out loud. Measuring them on a scale of 1 to 10, of course 10 is the worst, rate where you are now and take a minute to note down in the workbook all of the different emotions. If there's anger there, sadness there, anxiety, really want to capture all of the different emotions that are there and the intensity of each of them. In this round, we're going to start by looking at the emotion of fear and anxiety and panic, because that's often what I hear first when we think about debt. In this particular round, tune in to the fear about your debt. Starting on the karate chop point, even though I can feel the panic and anxiety come up attached to my debt, I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though I can really feel this fear about my debt, it's right in my stomach. It's right in my chest. I accept all of my feelings about this. Even though I'm really feeling it when I tune into my debt, and it is fear. It's anxiety and it's painful. I profoundly love and accept myself. Eyebrow point, this panic about my debt. Side of the eye, all this worry and anxiety about my debt. Under the eye, this feeling in my stomach about my debt. Under the nose, this huge mound of debt. Chin point, it feels overwhelming. Collarbone point, I need to worry about this. Under the arm, of course I should worry about this. It makes sense to worry about my debt. Top of the head, and it's really helping me to worry about it all the time. Eyebrow point, all this worry and fear about my debt. Side of the eye, all this worry about my debt. Under the eye, every time I think about it, I feel it. Under the nose, I'm feeling it now. Chin point, all this fear about my debt. Collarbone point, all this deep fear. Under the arm, and it makes sense to have it. Top of the head, I really need this fear about my debt. And take a nice deep breath. Look at your debt number again and say it out loud. I have this blank $1,000 in debt. And recheck your numbers. Definitely write it down. You should have come down a little bit. Often it takes several rounds to really bring this down because the panic and the fear and the anxiety really believe that they're serving a purpose for you, although really what they're doing is keeping you stuck from creativity, from taking action, from moving forward, but it seems to make sense to have all of this fear as if somehow we need it. Continue tapping on this really important until you're all the way down to a 2 or less before moving on to the positive round. And when you wake up tomorrow and look at your debt again, the fear and anxiety can come right back up. Tap on it again. Every time you tap down fear and anxiety, you become unstuck and can start to take more brilliant action. moving on to the power reframe, karate chop point again. Even though I have this debt, I choose to release the fear about this debt. I recognize that this is only my current reality. And current reality can change as I change. I now choose to deal with my debts calmly, efficiently, and responsibly as a person of integrity. Eyebrow point. As a matter of fact, side of the eye, I am a person of integrity. Under the eye, and it has always been my intention, under the nose, to repay those who lent me credit. Chin point. When I needed it. Collarbone point. I'm proud of that intention. Under the arm. It's an honorable intention. Top of the head. The universe supports me in this intention. Eyebrow point. I am now open and anticipating experts. Side of the eye. Unexpected coincidences. Under the eye. And resources to flow into my life. Under the nose, speeding and supporting, chin point, my repayment goals, collarbone point, speeding and supporting, under the arm, my financial freedom goals, top of the head, with total ease, eyebrow point, I am surrounded by experts and resources. Side of the eye. They've always been there. Under the eye. I'm now going to let them into my life. Under the nose. I've been trying to do this all on my own. Chin point. And I've been really stuck about it. Collarbone point. The truth is, there's thousands of ways my debt can be reduced. Under the arm, I'm open to the thousands of ways my debt can be reduced. Top of the head, I love knowing that this old debt is fading away. And it was easier than I thought. And take a nice deep breath. Take a moment to write down any inspirations or feelings of the need to act as you complete this reframe round, because as we start to open up to inspiration and resources and ideas showing up and supporting us, they will show up. And the reason that I've added this into this round is because what I have found is that when people tap down the anxiety and the fear about their debt, and then start opening up to resources, they suddenly act different. They start taking steps and utilizing brilliant resources that have seemingly been there all along that they did not have access to when they were stuck. So opening up to all of the resources and the thousands of ways that your debt can be taken care of is a wonderful way to use the law of attraction.